Hello.
Good morning. Am I speaking with Joseph?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, sir. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from INS Law. How are you?
Yes, fine. Thank you.
That's good. Joseph, is now a convenient time to talk for yourself?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. I'm just going to go through your inquiry with you and also the application process with yourself. Okay. I'm get the ball rolling for you. Okay. So just going to start off with the details I have so far. So I've got your first name as Joseph, surname Smith. Hello, are you there?
Hello, yeah.
Hello, Joseph, yeah. Yeah, so I've got your first name is Joseph, surname Smith.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And is there any middle name still?
Yes.
Say that again, sorry, Joseph. The line is quite bad, I think. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello, yeah, I can hear you now.
And it's Mullin.
Okay, so Mullin. Okay, and we've got your email address here as klsrbjg@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yep, okay. And what's your date of birth, please?
It's the 25th of March, 1971.
So that's the 25th of March, 1971. Yep, okay. And what's your current home address, please, Joseph?
It's 13 Clacton Road, Sidmarket. Colchester.
Yep, I've got that here. Okay, just bear with me whilst I put this into my system. Okay, perfect. And just to inform you as well, Joseph, that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay? Hello, Joseph, are you there? Yeah, so, sorry, the line is quite bad, Joseph, so I do apologize. Excuse me. Okay. And, Joseph, do you have any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
No, okay. And would you like to nominate a beneficiary for your application?
No.
No, okay. And for an extra layer of security, Joseph, can you provide me with a password for your account, please? It can be absolutely anything.
Celtic.
Celtic.
Football team. Yeah.
So just Celtic, yeah?
Just Celtic, yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect. So what we'll do moving forward, Joseph, is we'll confirm your address and date of birth with you for data protection. Once that's passed, we'll confirm that password for you, and then that's how you'll know you're speaking with INS Law. Okay. And was you known by any other names during your time in care, Joseph, other than Joseph Smith?
It's Joseph Smith.
Yep, okay. And do you know the address that you lived in prior to being placed into care?
Yeah, it was 70 Stenhouse Place, House, Glasgow.
70 what, sorry?
Number 7 House.
Yep.
House, Glasgow.
So that was number 7 House, what, sorry?
Easter House.
Easter House. Okay, my apologies. As I said, the line is quite bad, so some words that you're saying is it's just cutting out, it's just missing it. Okay, so that was Easter House, please.
Yep.
Yeah, but I've got
the Easter here. House. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, 49 LD.
Yeah, I've got
that. That place isn't there anymore. It's not there anymore. It's knocked down.
Oh, is it? Yeah, okay.
A bit of postcode.
Yeah. Right, okay, no worries. What's the name of the GP surgery that you're currently registered at, please?
GP is Chapel Lane, Elmstead Market.
Chapel what, sorry?
Abbey Field. It's Lane in Elmstead Market, and it's called Abbey Fields. Go centre. Under Colchester, but my branch is actually known as the Market, a little village in England.
Yeah, okay. So it's
branch.
Yeah, so it's Aberfield Health Centre.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's in Colchester.
It's under Colchester, yes.
I've got Abbey Field Medical Centre.
Got a one, yeah.
And that's on, is it Wypres Road?
Yipes Road, yep.
Yeah, Yipes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And am I able to grab the names of your mother and father, please?
My mother's name is Catherine Smith.
Yep, and your father's name, if known?
My mum had brought us up. The youngest free auntie care.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's absolutely fine. Yeah. Okay, Joseph, so I do appreciate that discussing the experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, so please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call, okay? And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No, not really.
No, okay. Okay, so the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and the options that you have around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law operates on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. Then I'll gather the initial information to assess on whether we may be able to assist you. Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of the available options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you. But the three options that are applicable to yourself is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. What that is basically they'll send you a pack out and you would have to gather your own records and evidence and then present that back to the Scottish Government. Option two is you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us being option three, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. At this stage, Joseph, can you just confirm if you have instructed any other law firms to act on your behalf towards the redress scheme? Sorry, Joseph, I didn't quite catch that.
No, I've not asked anyone.
No, okay, perfect. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means for yourself is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would only consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%. Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you, but the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call for you. If instructed, we can assist with whether you're eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. We will gather and review the evidence and prepare and submit the application on your behalf. We have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you on any offers made further down in the process. We'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered and offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. What that statutory waiver is for yourself, Joseph, is that if a redress offer is made, we'll always fully explain the waiver to you before you decide on whether to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to these matters. Okay, so you would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. Okay, alongside all of that, Joseph, you do have a right to cancel. So if you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreement, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. Okay, if that was the case, Joseph, would you like us to start work straight away on your case? Sorry, what was the answer to that, Joseph?
Yes, please.
Yep, not a problem. We can do that for you. Okay, and so we are able to formally act for you, Joseph. We will require proof of identity for verification purposes and also to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. Therefore, we will need a copy of photo ID and proof of address data within the last 3 months. If no photo ID is available, then we can accept 3 forms of proof of address. Okay, and I'll send you an email or a WhatsApp if you use WhatsApp. I can send you a message on or an email on either or both, just in regards to the acceptable forms that we accept. Okay, so what I'll do for you now, Joseph, is I'll dive into your care settings with you. The 4 types of abuse that this scheme look at is neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse, okay? So how many care settings were you in, Joseph?
I was in one for a couple of weeks, then I got moved to another one. My one was Red Chew, that was Paul Rossi, and Kilmacombe.
Okay.
Run by the Salvation Army.
Yeah. Okay, just bear with me a second. I'm just going to grab the details about these now. Belvossi. Which Belvossi is a children's home, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you ready? It's 11 o'clock.
1 minute.
Oh.
That's my wife. She's got a doctor's appointment.
Ah, right, okay. Well, what I can do for you, Joseph, is obviously I'll get the details of this care setting now, and then whenever you're back, I can go through, obviously, your time in care with you. Okay. What year was you placed in Balrossi? Can you remember?
Sometime in the 80s, 70s, I think it was. About 79, 80.
Okay, so you was around about 9 or 10.
10, yeah.
Okay, and you're only at Barossi for a couple of weeks?
No, it's there until I was 16.
Ah, right, okay. So you were there from 1980 to 1986? Okay.
A few times then.
Yeah. Okay, so was there another care setting other than Balrossie? What was that, sorry?
I never heard what you said there.
That's okay. I said, was there another care setting other than Balrossie?
Just that it was, but just slept in, I was put in there until I got moved there.
Okay, so what was the name of that care setting?
I can't mind the name yet.
That's okay.
There's a couple.
Yeah. Did you suffer any forms of abuse in any of the care setting other than the one in Balrossie? Sorry, Joseph, what was that? No, so shall we just focus on Balrossie then?
Yes.
Yep, okay, not a problem. Okay, Joseph, what I can do is you can either give me a call back on this number when obviously you're back, or if you want me to give you a call at say around like 1 o'clock, I can, if that suits you. Hello, Joseph, are you there?
Yeah.
Would you like to call me back whenever you're back, or would you like to schedule?
I'll give you a call when I'm back. Yep.
Yep. Okay. No worries then.
I'll give you. Yeah. Then, thank you.
Not a problem. Thanks, Joseph. Speak to you soon.
Yeah. Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.